Blog Talk Radio.
Music, which is available if you contact me at continuumx@frontier.com. I'm Linda Irwin. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We've got Kelly C. with us, and we've got four people in the queue already. So I think we'll start taking callers right off here, get things rolling. Area code 843, you've been holding the longest. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Hello?
843, you on with us? You know, sometimes people accidentally mute themselves. With this one, let's go ahead and put them back.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the next one.
And just hold on. All right.
Pass, fabulous.
Hi.
Oh. Hi.
I want to know about my friend Andre. Can you tell me about him?
Okay, let me. You, Kelly, and I are going to try to tune in here.
Okay.
Ready?
Somebody that you were in contact with and you haven't been for a while?
Yeah. Well, I was with him yesterday. Yeah, my friend Andre.
I'm getting that he's just really preoccupied with something.
Okay.
Now, have you tried contacting him, like, recently, like in the last couple days?
I was with him yesterday. I think you picking up on my other friend that I had been disconnected with for a while.
Oh, okay. So what's going on with? Maybe it would help me if I knew a little bit about your situation.
When we hang out together, I know some things he likes to brag about, and then when I get back on him, as far as bragging, he gets mad at me. Because I put my foot down like, oh, you're not going to go there and treat me like that.
Oh, he's a control freak, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I'm kind of the same way. Like,
yeah, that can be a problem. A little bit of give and take is definitely needed there. I think mm-hmm. you do need to sit down and set some guidelines, especially when you guys are in public, you know, about what is said about each other, you know, in front of other people. Because I think what's happening is you're both getting on the defensive, and it's understandable. My first husband and I were like that, too.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, say, I don't appreciate when you do this, or, you know, take over when I'm trying to explain something, you know, things of that nature. See if you can work
okay.
through that.
Yeah, because he just told me don't call him today, don't come by his mom and his stepdad house anymore, and I'm just like, oh, okay. Because I'm looking at him like, oh, because I put my foot down.
Well, give him the space when he needs it, but, you know, when you guys are together,
mm-hmm.
try to give each other a little bit of room.
Okay. So can you tell me how he feels about me?
What's that? Oh, he cares. He's just feels like he needs to be in control.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tash. And I sent energy to you help with your situation because I know how trying it can be. Okay. And then next
okay.
up we have, let's see here, area code 786. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild with Linda and Kelly.
Hi, Linda and Kelly. How are you?
Good. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm doing well. I also have a relationship question. I'm dating a guy. It's about 3 months we've been dating, and he's kind of starting to talk about marriage. And I know the feeling is before we focus is really serious, but he's starting to talk about getting married. Do you see him proposing soon? Because I don't know how I feel. I'm kind of scared, so I don't know. How do you see things panning out?
I think you're both a little scared. And it's understandable,
yeah.
You know, you're looking at I know back in the olden days with our parents and grandparents,
forever.
It was a lifetime commitment. And even
right.
though now things have changed a lot, we still tend to view that step as a lifetime commitment. And
yeah,
so
I definitely
want it to be. We want to be happy forever after. Perfectly understandable. I would say try just to sort things out. Be in a place where you're not stressed together. And then see how things go, just one step at a time. You know, hold that.
I'm afraid you might ask me, like, soon. Do you see that happening? I would want to wait a few
Not
more months.
Not immediately, no. I think you guys need to get a little bit more comfortable with each other.
I got a quick question for you. It's like if I could get your birth date and his birth date, it's like I can do a quick little lookup and just kind of see what your compatibility factors might be.
Definitely. My birthday is July 22nd, 1985. And his birthday is April 1st, 1980.
First of 80. Okay. Wow. Neat. July 22nd rings a bell with me because that's actually my second son's birthday. So I know what you are. You're a six of clubs, which is pretty cool. Let's see. All right. That's an eight of hearts with you, too. Okay. Forgive me here while I mutter a bit to myself because I'm just kind of looking up both things. And he, as an April 1st, oh, wow, he's a seven of spades jacket. April 1st, right? Okay, seven of spades jacket diamonds. Okay. And let's see how that looks compatibility wise. Here, it looks like you guys... We got some stuff to do, like, you know, I'll say the connection, the connection factors. What I'm gonna look at it first is kind of like from your perspective, looking at him and how you see him, because it always looks a little different, you know. I mean, you look at him both directions, and it's like, you know, how do you see him? How does he see you? You know, all that good kind of stuff.
I definitely want to know how he
sees me. Say again. Yeah, okay. Wow, this is really kind of cool. The Six of Clubs, I'd never realized that before, really, the name of it. It's like the Six of Clubs is called the missionary card. It's also known as a psychic card. It's surprising to see how few of you guys really are aware of your birth gift. It's like, I understand that one because my son is totally in denial on his, but in relationships, with you, sometimes there's some childhood issues that kind of get in the way of being able to make, you know, the best choice or the wisest choice for yourself. So it's like, you know, a little bit of caution going forward, you know, is good. The tendency of the six is to avoid your feelings and emotions. And I can say, yeah, you know, which sometimes make you appear emotional or upset. So he's like, you know, as a seven of spades guy, it's like he's not quite sure how to take that sometimes. But
you're
those,
right.
You know, your feelings, you know, but those feelings and getting in touch with your emotions are really essential if you're to truly understand, you know, yourself and then get to the bottom of the issues that influence you in your choice of relationships. The good news is, you know, ladies, as a lady six of clubs, it's like you make a good wife and mother. So that's really positive, and that's connected to your eight of spades karma card. Oh, that's how that ties in. Because you've got an eight of spades karma card in there, so you guys are going to have that moon connection between your karma card and his birth card, which is really good, and that's a really good one. You're also, as a six, gifted with what is called many pleasurable experiences. You experience more than the average amount of romance and enjoyment, you know, in the course of your life. Doing to you have a Queen of Hearts in your Venus position, which the Queen of Hearts is the marriage card. So it's like that's a really positive thing. You just have to watch out for a tendency to overindulge in things and what they call the sensual side of life. It's like, but it can also include, you know, don't eat too much. Don't do anything to excess. It's like keep everything in balance. And that gives you really good marriage karma. You usually have, you know, a very good marriage in your life. Your notions about love and marriage, though, tend to be a little bit idealistic and romantic, you know, kind of Disney eyes, okay? So just take care in your choice because sometimes, you know, your mate may not turn out, you know, quite what you imagined him to be. But let's take a look at his seven of spades here and see where he's going. And I know sevens are always about faith, and it's like, so that's a big factor in that one. And it's called, that's ironic, okay, it is called the faith card. The seven of spades person is a faith card. And he's regarded as one of the most spiritual in the deck, and he can have a lot of success in his life as long as he does not regard the wisdom that's intended to guide him through life. He's here to learn trust and keep his faith in spite of circumstances. So his main challenges is in the area of work and health, and his deal is maintaining a positive attitude about life, and it's probably one of the hardest things that when he, you know, your physical body has afflictions of one sort or another, but that's what, you know, so if he gets sick, he's got to make sure he doesn't get down, okay? In relationship, he's got some of the better marriage karma of the cards in the deck, and benefits of marriage can extend into both financial and spiritual realms. So he'd do very well in a relationship, but it's like, you know, again, don't, you know, make sure you guys are like, you know, like best friends with each other, and very, you know, literally marry your best friend forever, okay? He's attracted to those that have financial means, mental power, and it's like, and that's where he's getting into some years. It's like he likes a brainy gal, okay, and he likes that let's see, just watch a tendency. He needs to watch a tendency to give too much importance to financial aspects. So in which case, if he's not working on the high side of his card, that the higher values, it's going to be more problems than good for him, okay? Let's see. He does have some he's got good marriage karma, but there's still some challenges from that birth card with the Seven of Spades, which kind of impinges on all areas of his life, including love relationships. He might be overcome by fear or a negative take on life, even when he's got all the things he wants. So he's just, again, it goes back to he's got to learn to keep the faith and really stay positive to keep that positive energy going with his partner. And one of the things I see, you said your first connection there, okay, is actually a Pluto connection. So that's, you're asking how he sees you. So he's getting a lot of Pluto energy, which is, I'll say it's really a heavy thing. It's like he's drawn you to kind of like help him learn his life lessons. He's drawn you to help him learn how to stay positive in the face of adversity, okay? You've got that, again, I knew that was there. It's like that moon, the moon in the spiritual. And that's a really, really positive one for being a connection, for being in the second position, because that is someone that you can easily, have as a life mate for, be married to all your life, okay? Because that's a really positive one. You guys have got Mars in mutual, or in the spiritual spread, which means from a previous life you had things come forward, that you didn't quite finish up, so you're kind of here, finishing those ties and stuff too. And then you've got the moon card again, as a connection in that fourth position, and then there's a cosmic lesson. He's got a cosmic lesson that he's going to learn with you. Overall, your compatibility is like, and it's a really funny system that they use for remembering things, if you will. You've got attraction that's an 8, which is really high because this scale goes from a positive 10 to a negative 10. So the fact that you guys have this 8 attraction, that's excessively high, okay? You're really attracted to each other. You've got some intensity going. Your intensity level is about 4, which means, from time to time, because of that Pluto, you guys are going to have, friction issues. And if you can think of it as polishing a diamond, you kind of take it that way and go, okay, we're kind of polishing each other's rough edges, and that's okay. That's really an okay thing. In compatibility being a 1, that's actually a positive thing because, anything that's over 0, like I say, it's like you've got the negative 10 up to 0, and that's actually, a 1 is actually, it's positive enough where it's like, yeah, your compatibility is pretty good. So, just kind of, like Linda said, take it slow and, because, you don't want to rush into things because literally, you got your whole life. So it's like, don't be too hasty, but it's like, just take some time and, kind of check things out.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. That's awesome. I want to go back and listen to all that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kelly, why don't you tell people a little bit about what you do with your birth card reading?
It's based on the day, month and day and year of your birth. There's a lot of factors, to look at. Normally, I'll say in the before days when I had my computer up and everything was on computer, it's like they were real easy to generate. But what I'm doing right now is I do charge for them because it's kind of the time factor thing. But my special for this month is $30 for 30 minutes, and we go over a lot of different things. It tells about they can do a lot of things. It's like you can look at a reading first, just for yourself to see where you're going. You can look at relationship to see where your relationships are going. And then the relationship factors, you don't just factor in a marriage partner, but it also will look at how will you get along with this business partner? How do you get along with, how do you get along with your children? How do you get along, a lot of it is yes with the spouse, because those are real important relationships. But you can look at other relationships too, and not just a marital relationship, but your boss's birthday or kids or grandkids or anything. It's like it's just like a comparison of how you guys kind of get along and what the life lessons are that you're here to work out together.
I'd absolutely recommend this, especially for people in relationships right now. I put some information in the chat room. You can reach Kelly at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. She also does Reiki treatments, and you can also call her at 719-289-4907. Oh, great. We're going to get
on. Sure, you leave your number. my old antiquated phone, it's like I know a lot of these phones, they'll pick up numbers, but it's like if it kicks it to the voicemail on mine, it won't leave a phone number. So it's like I absolutely need people's number along with your name to be able to call you back. Because so, I've got people go, oh, I'm so-and-so and blah, 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 and call me back. I'm like going, but you didn't leave me a number to call you back on.
Yeah, we can't read what people's phone numbers are unless we can.
I'm not that psychic. Jethro might be able to do that, but I can't.
Me either. Well, we're going to take the next caller, which is area code 330.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And my question is, I have some ideas in order to try to make some more money, and I'm wondering if any of them, did you see money in my future here? Is something I should invest anything in or go ahead with some creative ideas?
I definitely feel creativity is your strong point. I would be less into the business end of like selling things and more into being creative from your own self.
Do you see it making mediocre money or good money?
Yeah, I actually do. I see video. I actually see kind of artwork in there, too. Are you a graphic designer?
No. I'm not. I am doing some writing and some other craft things, but
maybe it's
not
the
that.
Craft thing. I know myself on my video channel, I've actually taken a photograph of a craft thing and animated it and put music to it. And that went over pretty well. You know, it's entertaining, but it also helps open people's third eye if they watch animation with beautiful color things and listen to music. That's just one of my ideas.
I have one idea, but it just seems to be hard getting off on its feet. I've run into some problems getting it going, and I'm thinking because I have some intuition ability that this is the one to do, but yet it's being difficult getting going, and so I'm wondering now if it really is the one to get going.
Why don't you start networking with people?
I'm sorry.
Can I get your birthday real quick?
Yeah, it's 8/14/53.
Okay, I'm just going to do some quick lookups. If I go ahead and continue on with Linda there, and I'm just going to look a couple things up and see if there's any indications. Because this gives, it doesn't give hard and fast, but it gives probabilities.
Right, and one of the things I was saying about networking with people is that I found out that I have a lot of people in my life that have knowledge beyond my own, but that it would play into such anything that I wanted to do or accomplish. And, you know, you can get together and kind of throw ideas at each other and work something out as to how to best promote a product.
Uh-huh. I've kind of been doing that a bit, too.
Well, maybe what you need then is wherever you're stuck is finding somebody that knows how to get you unstuck.
That would be nice.
You know, like if it's a software thing that you need to do a certain thing, like with my video stuff, I've had to ask people advice on software issues that I've had with trying to do animation, for example. So they've been very helpful to me, and I appreciate them all. How's the birthday thing going there, Kelly?
Just kind of looking some quick stuff up here. It's like it's called in this one the queen. She's the Queen of Clubs. So number one, you're Leo, which means that you don't have any separate planetary ruling card. What it means is you're a double Queen of Clubs. Queen of Clubs is called the Mother of Intuition card, and you're really service oriented. You're really receptive in nature, inclines you to deal in publishing trades, administrative work. Or just being more of the, quote, aware ones, you know, psychic work, that kind of stuff. You're always aware of your place in the royal court, and especially so when you're in that Leo. Anybody you resist, anybody trying to mold you in any way, there's kind of a, you know, a word of caution to the wise here. It's called the impatient Queen of Clubs, and this kind of goes through this. Queen of Clubs is kind of a very high strung card. Often you get impatient and intolerant of people if, you know, they're just kind of like, you know, it's one of those, you know, it's like you've heard the phrase of, you know, it's like lead, follower, get out of the way. It's like you tend to be that way sometimes, okay? You kind of operate on a high pitch, which a lot of people classify as stressful. You've got a lot of threes associated with your birth card and life path. So you're really creative, resourceful, adaptable, but often really quick-changing energy can make you appear like a normal person on some kind of speed drag. They, you know, people go, what kind of vitamins are you on, you know, okay? And it manifests itself as, you know, people who, you know, sometimes you think fast, you drive fast, and it's like, you know, this is like, man, I want it to happen right now. That Mercury card in their life path reveals something about driving habits. It's like you've got the Ten of Spades, which is powerful, got to get where I'm going right now kind of energy, okay? So it makes sense that, you know, what I'm hearing you say is, you know, this is not happening fast enough. It's like, and that's kind of maybe okay. This might be one of those times where it's like, you know, slow down, you're moving too fast, you know, whatever. But, okay, remember that song, you know, feeling envy, okay, that kind of thing where, yeah, I know, it was a little cute. Anyway, but it's just kind of one of those things where they're just kind of trying to get you to be a little less stressful. So this is like, you know, don't try to push the river, okay? If you're, you know, visualize yourself like kind of on a, you want to be on the whitewater raft trip and they got you on the float trip, okay? I get the sense that, you know, kind of like Linda was saying, it's like, this is a good place to be for you. It's like, you know, if this is what you're wanting to do, it's like you're not being blocked, but they're just kind of making you slow down a little bit and just kind of take it one step at a time, because if you rush into it too fast, you're going to get ahead of yourself and you're going to actually be like, it's kind of like being out in front of the pack too far. It's like you're going to be, you know, like cut off, your electrical cord's going to be cut off, okay? It's going to zip you short. So it's like you want to kind of stay back there and stay even with your energy moving forward, kind of like visualize more of a shield. It's like you don't want to be out front without your shield, okay? But just kind of, slow and easy. It's like, you know, it's going to come, but give it, you know, give some patience with it, because just from a strictly business point of view, it's like any new business that you're starting or, you know, starting up or, you know, area that you're moving into, they'll tell you, if you're being an entrepreneur, give it a year. Give it a year, and literally what they used to teach us in business school was like, give it a year to go broke, because, you know, in the first year, most businesses run in the red, and you've got to be able to take that first year, that hit, because it takes that long for the marketing, for everything to catch up. So if you're doing, like, you know, the pre-marketing stuff, it's like, that's a really, you know, it's a really good thing. The other thing, I heard the most amazing thing, it was on, I got to find the show again where it was on, and it was like somebody actually talking about it, it was like book stuff and whatever. This gal wrote a book, and she, you know, by the time she got it published, she had done some advertising on the psychic lines, if you will, you know, but I don't mean psychic lines, but advertising in the intuition air, in the airwaves or whatever you want to call it. But she had manifested, she'd taken that book, you know, the Secret, or, you know, the movie, the DVD by Rhonda Byrne, and it's like she had really promoted with that, and she just said, I just kept visualizing that as soon as I got my book wrote, you know, things were going to go good, it was going to be whatever, and when she got it published, it was like literally within 6 or 7 days, it had made the bestseller list. You know, it was like going, wow, I want to go back and read it. You know, I want to go back and read this, you know, this. I mean, it was actually a book on, you know, visualization and how to get, you know, what you wanted as soon as possible or something like that. It was like really, it was really amazing. So, yeah. So, you know, when you want that speed like that, it's like the fastest way is to sit down, you know, and what, you know, Tony kept telling people yesterday, is like, sit down, visualize how you want to be, you know, write out, you know, my ideal business, or this is the way I'd like to see this go, or, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and write the steps down and visualize it, and take a little bit of creative time to visualize it out that way and say, you know, and you relax with it and you have fun with it. Where people hit a problem with it is they get stressed, and it's like, if you remember back into that, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's like the emotions, like when you tie into your emotions, if you're feeling stressed emotions, you're going to get a lot of stress with it. If you go, this is supposed to be happy, joy, fun, this is what I love doing, it's like, and I'm going, you know, people are going to be drawn into this, whatever. So you put out that love vibration, and it's like, and it draws people like flies to honey. So it's like, you know, don't be stressed with it. Don't be impatient with it. Take a step back. Enjoy it. Do your meditation stuff, do your visualization stuff with it, and really get to the point where it's like, I'm enjoying this, I'm loving this, and I want to share this, and, you know, whatever. And it's like people will flock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it'll be amazing.
Thank
Does
you.
Does that make any sense?
Oh,
that make any
yeah.
sense?
No, it makes tons of sense. Yeah, and
cool.
I am impatient. I am wanting things now. You're right.
Yeah.
So I do need to slow down. Okay, that does make sense. So I'm just going to take a deep breath and just kind of
I'm
going to
take a
here.
Deep breath and breathe out. Right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And call us back again. We're here 7 days a week. We have different people on different days. But, you know, we love to hear how people's stories, you know, how your story goes. It's like, you know, kind of keep us updated. And it's like, you know, I hate to say we're here as a cheerleading section, but we kind of are, you know, because it's like this is a place to call where, you know, hey, if you're getting down and discouraged, it's like, you know, let us give you a help in the next direction. Just, I don't know I don't know if you saw that movie, but Jack Canfield with the Chicken Soup for the Soul, he says, you know, you can drive across the country from, you know, from New York to California only going 200 feet at a time in the dark. You know, your life only see 200 feet at a time. So it's like, it's not like you have to see from sea to shining sea right away, but as long as you keep stepping forward, keep moving forward and keep making the steps and just, you know, keep going. It's like, don't be discouraged. Don't get impatient. Just hang in there and keep moving forward.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
Blessings.
You too.
Oh, Kelly, did you want to talk about the real coffee? I was thinking we were going to invite everyone for cyber coffee, but if you want to...
cyber coffee. Oh, that's moment. True. Yeah. That's probably true. It's like, okay, folks, yes, let's talk about coffee for just a moment, or tea or hot chocolate. It's like, Jethro goes, coffee, tea, or me. I said, I'm not for sale. Thank you. Go away. You know? we're still doing the organic gold, the coffee special. Jethro is running that again, and this month he's offering tea. It's like anybody who will try the tea, you know, or coffee. It's like the coffee reading is a little bit shorter this month. If you get on and buy a box of coffee from him on his retail place, it is $30.50 plus whatever, you know, state you're in, you know, runs tax. And for that, he'll do like a 20-minute, you know, personal reading with you. If you buy a box of the tea, I think the tea runs, it's $33, but it's, you know, they charge the $5 for shipping. So it's like, you know, $38 plus tax. And he will do a full half hour for anybody who wants the tea reading. It's like, and I've had people, you know, call and ask, they call me to set it up and, you know, they go, does he do tea leaves or what? I'm going, no. He does know how to do tea leaves. If you are in person with him, he can do a tea leaf reading for you and he can do the palm reading for you. He does do those. It's really amazing the stuff this guy does. But for purposes of what he's doing this month, he offers it through, he can do readings through Skype. He can do readings through, you know, like email if, you know, you want it printed out for him, or he can do like over the phone. And a lot of times I'll tell people, you know, get those little recorders, you know, like the little recorders you can listen to on the, you know, I want to say radio. Radio Shack is the first thing that popped out of my mouth. That's like, I know Walmart and other places have them, but just those little things you can attach to your phone and get your, you know, get your thing recorded. It's like, you know, when he talks, because Jethro talks fast, he really does. But that's his special for this month too, going forward with that. And if you want a 45 one, if you've tried it, if you sampled it, and it's something, you know, you want to do on a regular basis for your health, because there's a lot of health benefits with the Ganoderma stuff. Anybody that signs up to get it at wholesale prices, it's $49.95 plus the tax, plus the shipping, blah, blah, blah. But it's usually coming in, we're finding, at under $60, you know, for most every state that we've been in. We haven't found anybody that charges enough tax yet to make it over $60. But he will do a 45-minute reading. If you want to sign up and get products at wholesale, it's like, it's a really good deal, and it's really very good, very healthy, you know, for you. All that good stuff. So that's kind of what we're doing there. And I don't know, just the health benefits. It's like, don't get me off on my podium, because it just does amazing things for your body. And all we can do is say, try it and see what it does for you. That's my coffee plug. you can either call Jethro at the 928-284-0437 or to set that up, or you can call me at the 719-289-4907. And when you call, just say, I'd like, you know, Jethro's tea reading or the coffee reading or, you know, whatever like that. And I'm not above doing a coffee or tea reading either. So, you know, either or.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Okay. Next person we've got on is Sandy, area code 937.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. And I'd love to do the tea thing. Boy, that sounds good.
It is.
That would be tea reading. That's great. I want to know about
me. Call afterwards.
Your relationship coming up for me.
Okay. What I'm going to do, since we've got Kelly with her birth information here, is get your birthday and the person that you're in the relationship with.
I'm not in a relationship, not at all.
Okay. Just looking.
But mine's
okay.
April 8th, 57.
April 8th. Okay. Well, we'll look at April 8th. And what year was that?
Okay. You're not currently.
April 8th. Right. I missed that. April 8th of 19. What?
57.
57. Okay. Sounds good. 50s were a good year, I'll tell you what. I was born in the 50s.
Right.
I was born in 56.
We're not getting better.
It's like a vintage wine. That's how you got to look at that. It's like, absolutely, you get better with age. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Wow. Okay. You are a king of clubs, a king of diamonds. King of diamonds with a two of diamonds planetary ruler. Holy moly. Okay, what I can tell you right now, just off the top, is, I can't even write this down here because I get going and then I forget what I'm doing next. King of Diamonds is called the businessman's card. And the fact that you are a woman with this king, with a king, you're a lady king, okay? And it's like this, it makes relationships trickier, which is really unfortunate because the King of Diamonds is actually called the successful business person or the businessman's card. You're the master of values, finances, and business. In that regard, you know, he or she can do very well in any business pursuit by applying your inherited knowledge to work with much success. You're always more successful as a head of your own business rather than trying to work for others. This is the only one-eyed king in the deck, which it kind of tends you to blind you to certain aspects of life and situations. You can be a little, old, stubborn, seeing things only from, your side of the issue, so you got to work on that one. Let's see. You know what's a real value? And if you follow that knowledge, instead of your fears, you can really be very respectful people in the business world. You always have a guard against using your power to get things to go your way at the expense of others, okay? Because when you get that, you get a bad karmic backlash on that one. But with so much inherent power, you can avoid dealing with your feelings, and that's where a lot of problems are created with, it's like when you're, especially in a relationship, when you're looking for that, there's sometimes emotional issues from childhood that you got to deal with before that higher side of the card can be manifested. Until then, you kind of, people go, oh, you're the ice queen, or, things like that. So it's like that might have been very true in high school. In relationships, you don't have any, particularly good or bad relationship karma, but as kings, you're really powerful and unwilling to compromise, which can cause problems on a personal level. Women especially, this is a bad one, have to find a way to balance that strong, and it says, it's a masculine side, but it's really, I say, analytical side, because you really do a lot with your mind, and it's like you really think logistically. In the context of a relationship where the accepted norm is, the retiring female, it's like, no, you want to dominate, or at least be equal to your man. And some men are just not able to deal with such power in a woman. Some women try to, give up after, a few unsuccessful attempts, but it's like, of course some of the men do likewise, but you can also be guilty of looking at love and marriage like strictly from a financial point of view because it's always good to keep your business and love life really separate until you find the right match. And another cute way they phrase it was is that sometimes, anytime you're with a diamond person, which you are, it's like people say, you got a price on your head. It's like, you tend to look at people for their value, okay, which is, something you're here to look at. But at the same time, you got to, diamonds are wonderful. It's like, we got this hard, kind of a hard shell. It's like, you really glitter, you're really shiny with, a lot of the positive things you got. And at the same time, you could be really afraid of the heart. It's like you want to protect your heart. And it's like that's really, it's such a hard balance because you've got to be emotional to be able to be in a relationship. Otherwise, people just see you as a cold fish. So, and at the same time, where you're in a position of being, that king and that king energy. My grandma always said there's a pot for every lid and there's a lid for every pot. So it's like, yes, I can absolutely unequivocally say if you look at your hand, you see all your four fingers and your thumb. It's like on this planet somewhere, there's always five possibilities. There's always five, at least, minimum of five possibilities. Some people have a lot more. Some people have that, 20, you have to use your fingers and toes. But you've got at least five possibilities for mates, you know, for one that would be really good and a really good fit for you. Because you don't want to just, I mean, it's that thing of, you know, you don't want to settle for mediocrity, you know, you don't want to settle, you don't want to settle for, okay? You know, does that make sense? It's,
yes.
You know, you don't want just want to go, oh, yes, I just want to be anywhere just so I'm not alone type of thing. It's like bad idea.
No.
Let's see, and I'm going to look here at a different phase of this and just kind of see what you got going. Okay, let's see, and this is where I want to be in the diamonds here. And this, okay, so 53, I got a quick man of 57. Okay, so I'm sitting here going, okay, you're 55. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For this year, wow. And you've got the Three of Hearts as a long-range card, which shows the threes are all about creativity, you know, artistic stuff, you know, a lot of changeability, though. And it's like, it's just kind of indicating that this year you're going to have a lot of changes of heart, okay, if that makes any sense. Just that, you know, and it can be also be on the flip side, it can be indecisiveness. It's like, you know, there's a lot of creativity with the threes, but they're also kind of like, wow, I'm not really exactly sure, you know, what I want to do with, you know, blah, 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 you know, type of stuff. So you've kind of got that, I'll just say that going. I'm going to see if there's anything else that's indicative here with the long range. You've got a strong desire to learn about love and intimate relationships and friendships, mostly through experimentation. Your mind is really involved with heart matters, and you can expect a lot of changes in romantic area, and it's likely to be the cause of many different experiences with love and friendships, okay? If you're in a position to be wanting a new relationship, it's going to be a year filled with variety. You're likely to have more than one person to love at, you know, different times of the year, and it comes up in people's spreads when you're just kind of getting back into relationships after being a time without one. Sometimes you need a year or so to get familiar with, you know, who is available, kind of to discover, you know, what you're really looking for. There can be a lot of confusion and indecision, but it's kind of just part of that process of getting enough information to make an informed decision, okay, if that makes sense. And the key words there is like a year of experimentation and love and friendships and indecision in those areas. I'm learning about, you know, love, sex, friendship. You know, it's like you're really kind of learning what you want and what you want out of a relationship. It's like, and possibly even learning to take the, I'll say the, in diamond terms, you know, take the stone grinder and kind of, you know, polish off the facets, or if there's any rough edges there, you know, kind of polishing those off. So it's like, does that make any sense?
Yeah, sure does.
Okay. Alrighty. It's not really given any particular time. I mean, there's, you got several cards, you know, in the hearts. It's like you had this, you had the Seven of Hearts and Mercury. Now you did have the Queen of Hearts. You got the Queen of Hearts and Venus, which is the Queen of Hearts is the marriage card. And that's kind of like, I'm thinking the 52 days. It's like 52. That's 100, April, May, June, July, August. I think you're actually in the Mars. It's like, it's going to color, you know, and it's going to color your world. Okay. It's going to color your year, with what's going on with that. So it's like, that's why, you know, you're kind of thinking about, you know, love and marriage, you know, go together like a horse and carriage. You've also got that 10 hearts in Mars, which is, tens are about, you know, having that circle of friends and the relationships and really solid friendships. And what you've got coming up is you've got the Six of Hearts in your Saturn period, which is going to be a little bit further down in the year. Six is about karmic things, though, and Saturn is about teaching us karmic lessons and stuff. So it's like, all I'm going to say there's a possibility for a relationship coming in that's really, you're going to learn some lessons with it. And it's like, I'm not sure exactly, you know, what the lessons might be in that sense, but it's like there's going to be a person coming in who is likely going to teach you some things. It's like, and whether it's going to end up being the person, you know, you're married to or your mate, it may be, it may not be. It just, they may be the person that's instrumental in teaching you, you know, about relationships and about what you want in relationships and what you want to get out of them and how it's going to work for you, that kind of stuff. But it's like, I see that actually is coming in a little bit. It's a little bit later. It's like, I'd have to look up, let me see when your Saturn, if it tells me when your Saturn period starts here. Your Saturn period for that king, let's see, is,
I'm going to say
that one.
I feel like you
have
an eye on someone.
Okay. Saturn doesn't come start till like November 2nd. And it's like, and yeah, right now you're in that Mars period. So it's like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Linda, go ahead with what you got there.
Well, I was just going to say, it kind of feels like she's leaning towards someone already, you know, somebody she would like to get to know better.
Yes, there is. It's a guy named Dan.
This is the one you need to work on.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Okay. Now, his birthday is June 3rd of 56.
June 3rd of 56. Okay. Let's see. And let's look at what he is. June 3rd. Oh, he's an ace of spades. Ace of spades with seven of hearts. Okay. I'll grab that. Spades with seven
of
hearts.
Yeah, this is our time of life to be really appreciated. I mean, we went through all the trials and tribulations, and now it should be a nice, easy ride.
That would be nice.
In
that
theory.
Would be
nice. That would always be a nice thing, totally. Okay, so let's see how you're looking at him with that, your compatibility factor. That, oh, I can see why. That king with the ace, oh, of course, and that's always right to death together. It's like, yeah, your guys' first connection is in the moon. I can see why you're looking at him, because he's would actually be the leader in that relationship. In a sun-moon relationship, he's actually one card ahead of you, so it's like this would be a really interesting mix for you, because he would be the sun card in the relationship, you'd be the moon card, so it's like he would expect you to be a little bit retiring, and it's like, and that's really going to be a fight for you with wanting to be the king and being in charge.
Okay.
But the fact that moon is there, it's like, it's, and especially it's in the first position, so it's really, and it's in the spiritual spread at the same time, so this is something you've actually brought forward. So with it being, I'll say the moon connection, there's somebody that could be that lifetime relationship with us. But this is definitely going to be a learning situation, you know, for you and him, because he's going to want to be the leader, and it's like, and he's going to expect you to be the follower, because, and that's, you know, that's part also of that generation in the 50s, you know, we kind of all, you know, it's like the guys are supposed to lead, you know, and dancing, it's like they take the lead, you know, so he kind of expects that, and it's like, and you're going to be at war with yourself, not necessarily with him, but you're going to be at war with yourself going, but I wanted to be in charge, and it's like, and then your mental is going to have to go, no, but I'm supposed to be supporting, you know, be the supportive moon sign behind him, so it's like, you're going to have some conflict, not with necessarily with him, but with yourself, okay?
Normally in a relationship, yeah. I let them take charge. I'm not that demanding in a relationship.
Okay.
Because I never really care what I do as long as I'm with them and we're having fun. What makes a difference? And even if I don't like it, you make the best of it because you're with them.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense. It is, and it's true here, though, that he's also a cosmic reward person for you. So it's like once you get past that challenge of those things, it's like it does, you know, he's looking at the karmic reward. You've got the third one is a Pluto connection, which is there's a deeper moment of, you know, there's stuff to be learned. You've got Mars and the mutual, which means, you know, you guys have a lot of attraction, oh, wow, for each other. And Mars mutual in the spiritual. So it's like, you know, I'm going to say take that energy for a walk. If you guys, you know, like bike or hike or, you know, get out and do stuff together, you know, bowl together, play pool together. You know, it's like get out and take that energy for a walk. Okay, keep it going, you know, like you say, in the sun area. Because your attraction is a six, you know, for each other. It's like that's pretty good. Your intensity, you've got a little bit of intensity, you know, the two, you know, so occasionally there's going to be those little friction things to work out. But your overall compatibility is a three, which is, you know, anything basically above, you know, above the zero mark on this scale, it's like three is good. And it's, you know, especially with that moon sign where it says, it's like, it's really good. So, yeah, just kind of keep moving forward with that.
So I'm just waiting on him to make a move.
Aha.
Maybe him to ask, flirt, you know, a little bit.
I was going to say, it's
let
like,
him
you
know
did,
you're
sometimes,
in
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows. I like to stand up. I've walked up and given him a hug and just, you know, the little things. So it's time for him to make a move.
Well, why not invite him to a picnic or, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. So, game the park, you know.
I appreciate that so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandy.
One, I'm gonna say one last thing. I'm gonna put forth there. My mother was the expert at this. It's like she would plant, because she was a sun card in my in her and my dad's relationship. So she was actually the leader. But it's like they were very old school. I mean, you know, she was born 1918. He was 1919. She would plant ideas in his head. You know, just she'd drop seeds. She was like Johnny Appleseed. She'd plant ideas until he came up with this wonderful idea, and he'd go, oh, blah blah blah. It was like I'd sit there and I'd watch this and go, my mother spent, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks planting this idea, and all of a sudden my dad comes up with this, you know, this idea. And she goes, oh, honey, how wonderful you figured that out. You know, that's a great idea. She's like, you didn't say figured it out. You know, she said, that's a wonderful idea. I was like, I'll never have that kind of patience. I'm Aquarius. I'm sorry, ain't going to work. You know, I need something to play.
She was a very smart woman.
Yes, she was. I aspire to have that kind of patience someday, maybe when I'm 3,000.
Me too. Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. You guys are a blessing.
You too, Sandy.
Call back.
I sure will. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
We have two more callers here in the queue, but I wanted to take a minute and talk about a really, really good book, and that's written by Kay and Jethro Smith. It's called Living in the Psychic Realm, and you can get that from his website, www.jethrosmith.net. And the story behind this is that from a young age, Jethro had abilities, and nobody else around him did. And this is the story with a lot of us who are awakened and aware and we know who we are and how we can communicate and sense things. And I'm sure that you will be able to relate to this book, and not only will you be able to relate, but there are others out there, children that are now coming into the world and coming of themselves, and they don't understand why they're different. So this is not just a book for adults, it's also for young teens. I would say middle school and high school would be excellent. So be sure to check into that. Contact Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net or telephone number 928-284-0437 and check into his specialty readings and any other readings or counseling you might like to have. I also wanted to take a minute to remind you that on Psychics Gone Wild tomorrow is Mermaid Amy Cavanaugh. She's a chakra coach and also a grief counselor. She's also the author of the Facebook page Awakening Claire. So be sure to click follow up there on your screen at the top left. This will keep you updated on all the Psychics Gone Wild shows and our sister shows, Living in the Psychic Realm. And now we are going to invite Lily here. And she's area code 831. Lily, you're on.
Hi. I was interested in your cards. I've never heard readings that done that way. And
okay.
I'm curious about mine. And
right.
My birth date is March
6,
1965.
65. Okay. You are.
And I feel like I'm about to.
Five of hearts. Okay. Four of spades and five of hearts. And the really interesting thing about this particular system and why I really like it is it was one of those that was developed, I'll say, especially and particularly for our planet. The first place that we really actually have any notice that it's out there is actually in the Bible, because the three guys, the three wise men that brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the Christ child were actually called, they were, quote, astrologers from the East, and they were the magi from the East. You know, different translations, you know, of the Bible tells different things about them. But
right.
That's what this birth card is called. It's called the Order of the Magi. And so it's been around for several centuries, because they had it long before, you know, they set out on the quest to find him. And it's really amazing. I mean, I look at it and, you know, some of the stuff with it, you look at our, and it's just the playing cards, and I say just the playing cards, but how many, you know, you kind of go, okay, how many cards are in the deck? Well, 52. How many weeks in a year do we have? Coincidentally, we have 52 weeks in a year. How amazing. You know, things like that. How many seasons do we have? We have four seasons. There's four suits. You know, how many cards are there in each suit? There's 13. Well, coincidentally, if we were on a lunar calendar, we would have 13 lunar months. So it's, you know, a lot of the things that are set with it are just really specific for humans and for planet Earth. So I really found a lot of stuff. I mean, it just rings true. And I'm like, going, whoever developed this card system, you know, centuries ago knew what they were doing.
and that, I can relate to everything you just said there. That's wonderful.
Cool. Let's see, it's called the Satisfaction and Work card is the Four of Spades. It's one of the most solid cards in the deck. It's like you often seem like a rock or a square in some fashion because, you know, you stop and think about, you know, tables have four legs, you know, cats and dogs and, you know, critters and everything has four legs. Anything that needs to be really stable seems to have four because, you know, you've got to sit on a three-legged stool and it doesn't work for good. But, you know, you're really stable, you're hardworking, you can really be counted on when people need you. You've got one of the most fortunate life paths in terms of money and success, and you usually enjoy the work you do. Your Saturn card, though, the Ace of Diamonds, tells us even though you're fortunate, you sometimes worry about money anyway, and that can interfere with your own success if not checked. So it's like, don't shoot yourself by your thoughts, okay? It's like, check out if you haven't seen, what is that, the Secret by Rhonda Byrne, like she's got the book and the DVD. Ten of Hearts in Mercury usually gives you some instant acceptance, like at social occasions. You make really good communicators, your speakers. You can be really successful writing, advertising, executives, performers, literary arts. You know, there's a lot of stuff there. You can also be pretty stubborn. You know, that the same force, like think of the donkey sticking his four feet in the ground going, I'm not going for it, okay? So, but the, you know, the force, you got the right to be. With the Ten of Clubs as your karma card, you know a lot, and you've got to live. You're one of those people, you have to live by your own truth. You're very intelligent, very intuitive. You dislike being restrained in any way. Ten of Diamonds and Venus gives you wealthy friends, but don't place too much emphasis on money with your choice of friends or, you know, boyfriends, you know, lovers, whatever. You've got good constitution and health. It's best cared for with natural methods. So it's like I'm hoping you're into herbology stuff. It's like, you know, don't get too far into the medical field. It's like, you know, look to God, look to nature, because my personal belief is that God put everything good and green and growing on this planet, and there's nothing that we can't, you know, that we can get disease-wise that can't be cured by something that God put here for us. You're a worker card, and it's really in your work that you find true peace and satisfaction. A lot of times you'll align yourself with a humanitarian mission and find a lot of satisfaction there. Later years are often spent fulfilling your dreams of, like, traveling the world, you know, something like that, something you don't get enough of in your early years. In relationships, you're really loving and giving. Though you can be tough and stubborn, you're usually going to give anything from the generosity of your heart. You're attracted to people with financial means. You can get caught up sometimes in trying to look good, you know, in relationships and for the real values that good relationships are based on. It's not wise for you to mix money and pleasure or business and personal relationships. Your own fears about finances usually cause too much stress and confusion in your love life. So, you know, don't mix business and fun, okay? You'd like somebody that you can travel with, and your karma for marriage is better than average. And then with that Five of Hearts as that planetary ruler, let's see, I was going to look at that, because fives are real, are kind of, I'll say kind of changeables. They tend to make you wanderers. It's like, you know, you like to, like, maybe rearrange your house a lot, you know.
Oh, my God.
Somebody comes home and goes.
I just did that this weekend.
Okay. All right, well.
My kids, like, brace themselves. They lock their doors because that's where I'm heading.
Oh, no. All righty. Regardless what your birth card is, let's take the Five of Hearts planetary, you're really a restless person. You're seeking to learn about love through direct experience for that reason. When you were young, you might have played the field a lot, okay? You sometimes seem to avoid commitments on an emotional level. But it's, you know, those may hamper your ability to get all the experiences, you know, you want. But freedom is really an important word in your vocabulary. You know, even though you're married, obviously been married, you got kids, I'm not sure if you said, yeah, still in that relationship, are you okay? You're kind of doing it, it's like, this is a really funny way for him to put it, it's like you're doing it for what you can learn from the experience more than anything else. Because, you know, it's like, I want to know what that, you know, it's like, yes, it's not that you don't love your husband and kids, you know, but it's like, wow, you know, it's part of your soul, I'll just put it, it's part of your soul growth pattern. It's like, it's what you kind of came here to learn about, okay, if that makes sense. You love to travel.
It because he left.
Oh, okay. All righty. We'll get to that another time. Right. You kind of gravitate toward things and occupations that allow you to freedom, you know, the freedom to have to travel. It's like if you've got that in there someplace. You got a lot of common sense about money and organizational ability that really helps you keep an ample supply of money on hand at all times. But essentially, you're a free spirit, and you like to meet new people and have new experiences.
That's me. Holy cow. Wow.
Isn't
that
cool?
That was...
I know.
Amazing. I have had rune readings, which were right on. I've had energy readings. Wow, this is really interesting to me because I feel like this spiritual, like a sun ready to
Wang
burst inside me.
Well, see, we choose our birthdays. We choose when we want to be born because we know in advance, you know, what it's going to work out to for our characteristics. I was 2 weeks late. My mom was not happy with me, but I said, no, I'm going over the line from Sagittarius to Capricorn, and I'm going far enough over to stick to that.
Oh, my daughter was 3 weeks late, so I wonder what her thought was. All I know is it's time.
Yep. Our time is now.
Oh, wow.
Now I'm in a restaurant having lunch. No, now.
Well, what are the questions did you have? What are the things were going through your mind here? It's like, you know, what was there something specific you wanted to ask about or?
Well, I just got notification that my nursing board, I was approved to take the state test. So is there, do you, how
you're a really good test
me?
Taker.
I'm sorry?
I have to tell you, I'm feeling that you pretty much ace test, even though you get really nervous about them.
Yes, I do.
I was gonna say you're good, yeah. You're a good scholar. It's like, yeah, it's like you know, it's like because you want to know what you know. It's like,
right.
You kind of always feel like it's like, oh my goodness, you know, you over worry it, but it's like you prepare to take your test, and it's like, so you're preparing for success. So
I'm an overachiever, totally.
There you go.
Totally.
So in other words, let's do the pat on the back here. It's like, yes, you're probably going to do pretty darn good. Just don't overstress. Like, make sure you get good sleep, you Frito. It's like, if you, I don't know if you already took the test or it's like if it's upcoming, but it's like always make sure that you you know, that you sleep good the night before, so it's like you're fresh and rested.
Okay. And I just dreams interpret. I don't want to interpret it, but I just feel like this coming weekend is a family reunion / wedding, and.
Cool.
And I've had dreams about it, and I'm not overly anxious. I mean, there's one cousin that irritates the hell out of me, but other than that, I mean, I love my family. I just don't know, do we, I'm not, do you sense or can you tell me what's going to happen this following weekend, the 25th?
Actually,
I
can't. I've had this happen to me. I've been ready to go to a wedding, and the one person I was going to have problems with at the wedding, I saw her and exactly what she was going to wear that day. I saw what she was going to say to me. You know, it was very prophetic for me. It was a warning. It was like, well, be prepared for this and don't get upset, you know, because this person's going to do this. So You may have a little bit of resistance by somebody that you may not even expect that you would. And if you're getting that feeling, then just be prepared for it and take it as easy and as best you can. And don't get upset. Well, don't let it bother you. And just have a good time.
And you know what? I was asked by her sister who's getting married to make the dessert bar because I inherited my nanny's recipes. And I cook for the local restaurants nearby. So I think part of my issue is that she's jealous that I'm
possibly. Be nice and don't rub her nose in it.
Oh, no, not that way. No, I love my friends. Everything you said, this was wonderful. I really enjoyed this. Order of the Magi.
There's something else I'm going to share with you real quick. I hadn't done the math here. It's like, this is year 47 for you, and it's like, what also happens in this card system is, from birth, from the time you check in on this planet, you know, at age zero, up to the first 44 years, the cards all have a unique placement. They have like different, you know, because there's like a Mercury, let's see, what is it? It goes Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune. It's like it's got the four, you know, it's got the planetary rulers rule for 52 days each. And it's like that. So then at age 44, this is why people get into calling it the midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Because what happens at age 45 is you have the exact same birth cards that you had when you stepped into the planet at age zero, except you've had 44 years worth of experience. And usually at age 44 is called the pre-birth year, 45 is called the rebirth year. And there's a lot of upheavals, a lot of things that happen. It's like, you know, this is a lot of times when mates split or, you know, something like this, and things will happen like this. It's just because there's so many tremendous changes. People go, I don't know you anymore. You're a stranger. It's like, what happened to you? And it's kind of like, well, you know, I kind of woke up, and it's like, because at 45, you're preparing the next 45 years, and it goes by 45-year cycles. So it's like from 45 to 90, you have kind of a repeat, and it's like you have the opportunity to take everything up an octave and to take it, you know, to go, okay, the first go-around, it's like, you know, if I didn't like these aspects, you can change it. Now's the time to change it up. And it's like, so in those years, and especially the first years, you know, I'll say from, like, you know, 44 to 50, it's like there's a lot of upheaval, a lot of changes that happen in your life. And it's like if you're not prepared for them, I'm going, dang, I wish I'd talked to you a couple of years ago because you're probably in the middle of stuff. But it's your rebirth. That was your rebirth year. It's like that was the year you kind of went, okay, I've learned this much, and I want to go further with this. It's like, yeah. So anyway.
Oh,
call us back.
Wow. That is so dead on. So many. I started nursing school. I single motherhood. Took my mother in. What do you want me to tell you? I did it probably. But wow, that is amazing.
Cool.
Wow, I am.
Like I said. The old dudes who put this together knew what they were doing. It's like, I mean, I'm just, you know, literally, I'm just a reader because I've only been doing this, like, you know, 17 years, and I learn something new every time I do it. And I was like, it's just so cool. I'm just going, wow, this is, like, just really amazing.
It is. It truly is. I mean, I guess you might want to say I'm kind of trying to find my niche. I don't know.
Right.
Oh, how do I put this? I could stand next to people, and I can feel their energy. Or
cool.
Like
that's why you're in nursing school. You're in that healing path. I said that's why you're in nursing school. You're in that healing path. That's really cool. That's very cool. Wow. It's like I totally want you to call back on, you know, on days and times we're gonna be back on, and it's like, yeah, or, you know, either that or call, like, say, let's you know, do a regular reading or something or other. But it's like, you know, there's a lot of spaces and places, you know, you're gonna go and do. But it's like, you know, we could kind of map that out and look at that and, you know, see where you're going and what you're doing. And
I'd love
that.
And you're at 719.
Quick follow.
Is that a 719 number?
I'm at 719-289-4907. But I'm on here, you know, and the show's got different readers too. It's like, you know, I was gonna say, keep, you know, call us back. It's like, you know, come on with the family here. It's like we're at 773-897-646, and we're 7 days a week. So it's like there's always some here. So yeah.
This is one of the first weekdays I've had off in the middle of the day, and I was like, you know, I haven't seen a blog talk in the middle of the afternoon before. And then I just, because, you know, in the evenings, there's different things. And I, you know, me being a freedom bird, I love my Harley. I love my nursing because it's free, you know, set your own schedule. If I could go wild,
exactly.
I was like, well, that appeals to me.
You just never knew how wild it was going to be. That's your intuition talking. It's all good.
And you know what? I learned something new today. I'd never heard of this before. So, yes, I would love to call back. Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. There's no limits. I've heard people call and say, oh, we thought we could only, like, you know, call once or ask one question. It's like, heck no. It's like we got people call us, you know, sometimes every day and go ask the, you know, maybe not the same questions, but it's like, you know, a little bit, it's like it's tweaks because things happen from day to day. Go, what's going to happen today? What's going to happen today? It's like, you know, and that's okay, you know, because that part of what we do here, too, is like, you know, we're here kind of, like I do, Jethro's vision for this was like a family group. It's like, you know, we have people of like-mindedness, you know, it's like, and join the family, man. It's like, love to have you. So click follow and come on back.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you, guys. This is a great roundtable.
Enjoy your day off.
A good afternoon roundtable. Thank you so much.
Cool. Have fun with the wedding, too.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to cannoli myself to death, that's for sure.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, reminder to click on follow up there in the upper left-hand corner for all
corner.
Shows. And
right.
We're going
send you emails reminders. Blog Talk will send you the email reminder, although here's a caveat. Rita called me yesterday, and she goes, Blog Talk sent me one for Wednesday. It's like, she said, they've got you on Wednesday with Amy at noon. I was like going, no, we're on it, like in my time. I'm in Mountain Time, so it's 4 o'clock. So it was 6 o'clock time, her time. And then it says, nope, we're going to be on it, you know, 4 o'clock with Tony. And she goes, wow. So Jethro's got to have another round with Blog Talk people. Like, okay.
I guess so. And we thought Mercury was bad, right?
There's, you know, he's been saying there's a lot of other energetic stuff going, and it's like, and I'm not sure what. It's like there's been some real shifts and changes, you know, with stuff, and I'm just, you know, I don't know. It's like, I mean, it's not just about Mercury retrograde anymore. It's like I need to get back in Llewellyn's book and see what else is going into retrogrades, whether it's like, you know, Pluto, Saturn. I think one of the big planets is either in retrograde or something, but it's like there's some shifts going on the planet, and maybe it's meditation groups. You know, there might be enough people out there in the meditation groups, like that one young gentleman that's, you know, with yours, like that David, that is trying to get people meditating, you know, for peace in the world and stuff. It's like, but there's some shifting going on, and I'm not sure what and where, but it's like, we're getting hit with it, and I'm like going, very interesting. It's like, I don't try to figure it out, because it's not that I don't care, you know, but it's like, I'm going to wait until the dust settles and see what really happened.
Absolutely. Well, let's go on to the next caller. Area code 253, you're with Kelly and Linda. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
What?
Oh, we got a lot of people.
It's fun. She got excited. It's just, let's talk about, I probably want to do that. I watched the car.
I'm actually having trouble hearing you.
I'm here, right?
She was supposed to get it.
In a rag holder. I tried selfishing out.
They're telling that right off.
What
did they? Oh, so why didn't you wait until you bring a new one?
Oh. You know, say, Linda, can you make me?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on there. It's probably
I don't know if they're. Yeah, it's like, yeah, sounds like somebody having a conversation. It's like, this might be one of those for. Okay, well, we don't have a lot of time left. It's like,
I'm
going to
Nick or whoever's out there. I'm putting you back on hold. We're going to take another caller.
Yeah.
Okay,
on that one.
Area code 562, you're on with Kelly and Linda, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Linda. How are you? This is Alex.
Hi.
Hey, Alex, you're in the chat room. It's like, yeah, I just saw it. It's like, I don't normally come on during the days. I'm on at night. I'm going, well, thank you for finding us during the day. Yay.
I try. I'm off school until next week, so I was like, oh, let me go check to see, and I saw Jethro, and I was like, oh, great, he's on. But I'm gonna
not till Friday. He's trying to get that fixed. It's like he's told us, you know, go in the back office, like, you know, fix that, because anytime people see his picture, is like they think I'm on. I'm like going, okay, so it's like, so you don't want your photo? And he's like, exactly. So we're trying to go back and fix that, but we haven't caught up with that yet. But he is on Friday with Amy.
Yeah, I need to put your pictures up there then.
Yeah, totally. What can we do for you today? What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, well, I wanted to do that. What was it? The angel card? What's it called? Or the birthday card?
Birth card. Okay, birth card. Okay, what's your birthday?
April 26th.
April 26th of 19... And catch the year.
70.
Say again?
70.
Okay, there we go. Oh, I like that year. That's the year of the dog. Cool. Well, you're a very faithful and devoted person. I can loyal to your friends, and you'll bite at the ankles of anybody who disagrees with them.
I'm here.
I know, I can say I'm a dog person, too. let's see. Okay, let's see. April 26th, you're in Eight of Clubs. Wow, well, no wonder you like Jethro. Oh, you guys are peas in a pod because you're in Eight of Clubs also. That's Jethro's birth card. His psychic Jethro is Eight of Clubs, too. It's like, all righty. And that makes
number
you also a Taurus.
Well.
Wow, okay. Yep, all righty. Let's see. Let me look and see. I know that, well, like I say, just knowing Jethro, it's like, yes, I know that the eights are one of the more psychic cards in the deck. I can just flat out tell you that one right off the bat. And what's really funny is a lot of the people that call in with us and, you know, hang out with us are themselves very psychic because, you know, basically everybody's got that, you know, bit of, you know, everybody's got some psychic ability, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. And it's like, I've been trying to acknowledge mine and not be in denial, which is that river in Egypt. Mental power card is yours. It's one of the three fixed cards because in the deck there's 52 cards in the deck. This is one of the three what they call fixed cards, and I believe it's the other two fixed cards are I think it's the Jack of Hearts and the King of Spades. So it's like, you know, when you find people, you know, who are like that, it's like you do very well to go into business with them. But there's also you belong to a group of seven. It's like Jack of Hearts, King of Spades, Ace of Clubs, Two of Hearts, Seven of Diamonds, and Nine of Hearts are all in the same, you know, family group. So it's and you guys are I'm not discriminating, but just saying you guys are a little bit different than the other 45 cards in the deck. Okay, so just, you know, don't take offense with that. You have a lot of, you know, you have a strong mental power. You're not easily swayed by others' views and opinions. You can be a really successful attorney if you want to be. Many of them are. But your power can be applied to any of the mental fields with great success. For example, you know, chemists, rocket scientists, nuclear physicists, you know, brain surgeons that are also eights of clubs. You know, you really can learn anything. And eight is the scholar card of the deck. Your life path is one of the most successful in the deck. You can truly achieve almost anything you set your mind to, and most attain wealth and prominence. But to get that, you've got to make sure your life is kept in balance. That mental and emotional peace is really essential to maintaining your success. You've got a lot of psychic power. You can really be great healers. All of your gifts can be applied to great success, and you only need to become aware of your true goal to have a life of success and accomplishment. And this is where I tell people, get that 3x5 index card, you know, set your goals out, you know, it's like, this is what I want to do, da-da-da, and tape it to your bathroom mirror or wherever, you know, wherever you are in and read a lot and wherever you're going to see that and be reminded of that, you know, throughout the day. Just, you know, what is my goal, you know, then how am I taking steps to my goal in this day? Being so fixed, though, it's a really fixed card, has its own drawbacks, mostly because it's really difficult for you to deal with changes. It's your mind, it's your concepts, your ideas, your principles. That's the most fixed. You're often born with a certain set of principles that you're going to live your life by, and you refuse to change. But there's going to be inevitably, you know, in life, things you change, certain periods of time in your life where changes of your mental structures must and will come, and those periods are really difficult. But the part of the Eight of Clubs karmic path, but you're always healthier, you are more alive after the changes, which has kind of come as sort of like a death and rebirth, you know, like the phoenix bird, you know, like flames out in its own ashes, you know, but then rises again. So it's like your death and rebirth throughout, you know, throughout this life is like, is actually your mental changes of mind. You actually see that. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm dying to this way of life, but I'm being reborn in the sense. So it's like, it's, you know, it's going to be really transitional. It's like, you know, when they talk about test by fire, it's like really everything else is burned off and burned away, and it's like, you know, the untruth, you know, you let go of the old to embrace the new type of thing. Working with that Jack of Hearts or the King of Spades brings far-reaching success. If together you're committed to doing some great work for humanity, for best results, you know, let your work come before your personal lives and keep them separate. Keep your work life part, you know, apart and from separate from your work life. In relationships, you've really got essentially good marriage karma. But being that fixed card, you're less prone to the emotional changes other cards have. Your Four of Spades and Venus is a sign, you know, you appreciate the stability of home and family enough to avoid those changes in love life that affects so many others. But most 80 clubs people will at one point in your life experience a really difficult divorce, a separation, some, and that usually comes in association with someone who's in the diamond suit. But for this, there's this kind of destined romantic breakup. It's a karma that's got to be dealt with from the past, usually past life. But because of your fixed nature, when those changes come, they're not easy for you to deal with. Women often end up in association with a younger diamond male who introduces, you know, you do like to a highly spiritual or romantic life, and that usually occurs in your 40s, okay? When you discover there is more to the world than just your fixed mental concepts, you come face-to-face with your desire for adventure and variety of love of experiences. So it often takes that divorce or that change to help you, you know, kind of grab to that new level in your life and to break out of that fixed path. So it's like that comes as like the... what do I want to call it? It's like high school graduation. Okay, it's kind of like as one door closes, another door opens, and it's like it's just, you know, that clear and that much of a click for you. Sometimes there's, you know, what they call secret affairs, either before, during, after, you know, that change. But once that change happens, you're more free to pursue whatever kinds of relationships, you know, will fit your needs. The female 8 of clubs, never allow your personal relationships to become more important than your life's work, okay? So it doesn't mean, you know, you're not going to love your husband, spouse, or kids or whatever, but it just means that you always got to keep in mind, it's like, you know, here's what I've come to do. It's like, this is my path. What I'm doing, you know, you love those people along the way, but you kind of don't, you kind of take them along, if I want to put it that way. It's like, you know, like help them, you know, get on the bandwagon, help them get on the bandwagon with you. Because if you put personal relationships ahead of the work or, you know, your life change that you're supposed to do, you're going to lose some of that power and you're going to become entangled in an emotional morass, emotional swamp and confusion. Okay, and then with that four of spades as a planetary ruler. I was going to look at that real quick. That speaks to, I mean, fours are always about stability. And this is, ruling card gives you a strong urge toward friendships and partnerships. Oh, no, wait, that's twos. Okay, wait, let me get that one. More security-oriented, encourages you to create a solid foundation in your life, gives you good organizational skills, a logical mind that can keep your life peaceful. You tend towards family and home matters, makes them extra important in your life. You're really a hard worker, and you'll enjoy working, you know, the spades usually do, which also brings you peace. Just keep in mind, others may not see the value in the same things that you do. They may think you're fairly stubborn or unwilling to see things from their point of view. You like to build a life on a firm foundation, just kind of like one block at a time and make sure it's set. You got fears about money that seem to come out of nowhere. On the flip side, you know, you also seem to attract friends with money, but it's like, don't worry about the money because, you know, what you focus on, you know, it's like thoughts become things, you know, your actions, you know, I'm trying to think of how they phrase it in The Secret. It's like, you know, but it's like what you conceptualize and visualize, you know, you materialize type of things. So don't waste time worrying about things that are probably likely never going to be. So it's, you know, but it's hard, you know, because sometimes you're sitting there going, okay, God, where am I going to get the money for this week's grocery money, you know, or whatever? And it's like, you know, but instead of letting it turn into worry, it's like turn it into a focus. Okay, does that make sense?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. I don't worry. I don't know. The last time I worried, it's been a couple months. I've learned that lesson. Don't ever worry.
Yeah, don't worry. Be happy. Yes, exactly.
No more. All worry does is cause us stress and pain, you know. What we can do to change an outcome of anything is to put our positive focus on it, and that puts that out into the universal consciousness, and that helps. It really does.
Yeah.
It's funny because when you were describing the whole situation, it was like you were describing me right now at this present moment. Like, I have been so good in spiritual life, and then I guess I kind of made a mistake about letting my emotions get involved in it. Then it just, you're right, it brings down my vibration. I should just, you know, leave my personal life there. And if it happens, it happens. And then just continue my journey, because I have been feeling a little bit off when I did do that. I put, you know, my love life, you know, per se first. But I guess I just need to focus and get my strength back, you know?
Exactly.
Now, with the birth card, like if I give you his birth card, the person that, you know, I'm interested in, would it be kind of like, could you tell if it's a compatible person or?
What it does is just it shows what connections you guys have, and it's like with any of the connections, it just says it's a lot of free will stuff. It's like it shows you what your connections are, and it's like and what the pattern of the path is you've chosen by having this person in your life, and what you're wanting to learn from them. But yeah, it's like you can show definite compatibilities, and then you have a choice, and it's like, well, do I want to continue and learn this lesson, or do I want to learn a different one? So it's like that's a lot of free will with that one. But yeah, what's his birth card? Or what's his birthday?
December 31st,
74. Oh, 31st. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, right now I can tell you, I shouldn't say I know nothing about him, but December 31st is the one really absolutely unique day of the whole deck, because that is the joker of the deck. It's like only people born on December 31st can be the joker, and they can be any card in the deck that they want to be. It's like there's really and truly... no predicting. There's no predict. It's like they're literally the wild card. It's like so. Wow.
So I could have held out
like,
three more days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can say he's a Capricorn.
He sure is. But he's super fun. But I think with him, it's more of a spiritual connection than physical. So there's times where I could be writing something or work or whatever, and I could totally either feel his thoughts or hear his thoughts or feel his presence.
Cool.
I mean, the spiritual connection we have is pretty amazing. And sometimes I do want to kind of disconnect and unplug almost, but what can I do? I mean, it happens, though, But, we haven't been able to come together. I mean, we were very close to getting married, and then we pulled apart. And so now we're just kind of like in the middle.
But you're still maintaining a friendship. You're on good footing, and you're on a good relationship. So it's like, I mean, that's really cool. Thank you. So you're actually it's like that. It should be. Yes. The decent connection. That is. I'm thinking April 26th is. Let me think. That's. I think that's Taurus. I think that's Taurus. It's like I think you're Taurus. He is Capricorn. It's like. And that's actually good, good connection. It's like, that's where you look to, the Western astrology and some other stuff. The other thing I'd look at is the fact you're a 70, and that's the year of the dog, and 74 is year of the tiger. So it's like you guys are really compatible, I'll say, in the Chinese year, also. It's like that's a really good, would be a good working relationship there. So I'm going to guess that probably it's more the stuff that he's going through and that he's thinking, or, he's kind of evaluating, I'll just put it that way, because... I think it's more of his, I don't want to say indecision, but it's more like he pulled back to kind of think about it. It's like, is this the path I want to take? Because as a joker, what they say about the jokers is they can be any card in the deck. They can be any of the four suits that, acting pretty much at any time in any way that they want to. So it's like, he can be absolutely your most compatible card, in the deck type of thing. But it's like the other indications there where you're Taurus with his Capricorn and, where the dog and the tiger together, it's like those are two very... very good working relationship. I'll just put it that way, because in the Chinese system, it's the years of the dog, horse, and tiger make the big triad, and it's like those people work very well together. They're very compatible. And with the Capricorn and Taurus, it's like he's really grounded. He's very earth. And I'm pretty sure that I think Taurus is pretty. You guys are real grounded too. I'm thinking Taurus bull. It's like very very four square. It's like that really solid energy there. So. I don't know. It's kind of one of those things where it's like you guys can make it what you want to make out of it. And it's like he might just be taking that that breather. And the one thing I might say there is look at John Graves. If you've ever read the book, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. It might be one of those things where he retreated to the cave. And it's like I learned more reading that guy's book about relationships. I learned more about myself. Because, like, wow, this is really cool. But it also helps you understand, the other perspective. Because women are Venusians, because we live in this, I love you, emotional. I shouldn't say gooey flop, but it's like, sometimes we're more emotional than men are. And men tend to be, it's like, they're like, they say they're the rubber band. It's like, they get pulled, they get pulled close, and all of a sudden go, oh, wait, I gotta have some time out, it's like, so So it's like the rubber band. If they're connected to you, the rubber band stretches, and it's like they get so far out and go, oh, wait a minute, I really missed her. Bing, I'm back. You know, so it's like kind of think of that rubber band motion, kind of like a yo-yo, if you will. Men also do what's called go into the cave. And it's like if they're going into the cave, you know, let them and let them go think about things because they have to. But that will help you and give you some perspective into his mind, too. So it was really cute the way he wrote it. It's like, yeah.
That is good. Well, we've got just a little over a minute left here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So, Kelly, did you want to talk about your reading?
Well, yeah. Come back, you know, join us again. It's like, oh, wow, I don't know. I don't know what to say, Linda. What am I supposed to say? It's just I do what I do, and that's all I do. I'm just a card reader.
I'll just say my stuff real quick here. Continuum X Headquarters on Facebook. You can also contact me at my email, cntnuumx@frontier.com. Be sure to get in touch with Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net. And, of course, and you can reach her at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. If you really enjoyed the readings and you're curious about what could happen for you according to the cards and the day you were born, be sure to contact her also at 719-289-4907. And please, if she doesn't answer, leave your name and number because we do not have the psychic thing going on. Be sure to stay tuned tomorrow for Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Mermaid Amy Cavanaugh. And I believe we got through all the callers today except for one we couldn't get a hold of. So area code 253, if you'd like to call back tomorrow. We would thoroughly enjoy talking to you then. Be sure to get the coffee or tea readings from Jethro, the birth card readings from Kelly.
And you can call
us
early.
From me while we're at it. And those CDs are the music that you hear playing at the beginning of the show. Thank you tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you guys for being here. Like give a call back, 773-897-6461, or call our sister show at 714-333-3354. Not sure if we're still on. I think we're, looks like we're still on air. Okay.